But right now, it is a pleasure to welcome to the program, I mentioned, collegefootballquest.com, which is a very interesting website. You can also check it out on Twitter, at COLLFootballQuest. Al Boda is with us here on Fish and Stats as they make their way around the college football world, and it starts tonight in Nashville with Vanderbilt in South Carolina. Al, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing? Everything's good here.
Good. We're doing very well. I'm interested looking over the website today. You're not just having fun. I mean, this is work. The family understands you're out there working, right?
Oh, no, this is not fun at all. This is no fun.
we're not the IRS. You don't have to tell us that. We know you're having a blast. I love this excursion you're on. This is the best excursion since the SS Minnow took off.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good idea that my partner here, Jared Singer, had a couple years back. You know, he's a Florida Gator grad and came up with the idea of trying to visit all the stadiums, and I was a sucker. You know, he knew as a friend I would have no problem being the one to go around and have fun with him, and be more than happy to lie to our wives about that we're actually working.
And on the website, a lot of interesting information from all the games that you'll attend. For folks who haven't seen it, tell them what they'll get by going to collegefootballquest.com.
Yeah, sure. What we have on the website, I mean, we're visiting, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 different stadiums, you know, home Division I football stadiums a year. And actually seeing a game at each of the stadiums, obviously. And then, you know, Jared writes some trip reports after, you know, documenting exactly what we've done or what our experience was, whether it's the experience on the campus, experience at the game, experience with, you know, press credentials, whatever we have at each stadium. And it makes an interesting story out of it.
Which stadium have you been to so far in your journeys last year and you, right now, this year just to Vanderbilt, but last year, which one have you been to that when you're there and you're in the middle of it, you say, this is college football, this is what it's all about?
I would say that in the first five years here, the best experience where you can actually say you're in that environment with Iowa. You know, everything from us coming from, well, from New York, you know, we travel from New York, you travel to an airport, you drive for miles and see nothing. And when you pull into the town, you know it's all about football. From the stadium, from the players, to all the athletics, to the actual setup of the campus, you just know. And then the actual experience, you know, the stadium was packed. It was rocking the whole time. You stood the entire time. It was a great game. And then the post-game celebration or experience was just as good as well. I mean, it was the full, exactly what you would think from a Division I experience at Iowa.
And tonight in Nashville, and a pretty good way to kick off the season with Vanderbilt and number 9 South Carolina. When it comes to SEC football, have you been to SEC country yet?
We have been to Florida once a year as part of the quest, and this is another one of those secrets from the wives, or at least from my wife, is that we visit Florida every year. However, it's only listed on our site one time.
We won't tell out.
And the truth of the matter is, up until our site was redone recently, it hadn't been listed. And purposely, I had done that with Jared to say, because I'd like to leave it open as long as possible, so I can continue to attend. And eventually, when my wife catches up with us, she could say, "Oh, you were there this year." And then I guess I had to check it off. So it's probably about 14 or 16 years running now that we've attended a game in Florida. And And we're going to Ole Miss this year as well. So this year, November 3rd is the Florida game in Missouri. Which one? And November 10th is Ole Miss, yeah.
Yeah, look forward to you coming to Oxford. I think you'll have a lot of fun. And, you know, who knows, that day that could be a game for Vanderbilt to maybe get in really good shape to do what they've never done, back-to-back bowl games and back-to-back seasons. They've never done it in their school's history.
Sure.
And who knows, you know, that game that day for Ole Miss could be, you know, win that one and then try to get one more and in the first year of Hugh Freeze go to a bowl game.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Two things. I mean, one, we're actually going to see Vandy twice this year, which really wasn't planned. I don't want anyone to think that we're biased towards any school. Jared would argue with me that we're biased towards Florida. But, you know, the second thing, you know, with Ole Miss is every stadium that we've been to, every tailgate, 16, 17, whatever it is, 18 different locations we've been to so far, when we ask, when we tell people where we're going and what we've been doing, they all say the same thing. And they're all not SEC schools, obviously. Have you been to Ole Miss? And, you know, from any reason, from the experience of the game, the tailgates, the grove, the women, everything possible. So it became a priority this year. You know, we had to squeeze it into the schedule somewhere. So November 10th it is.
We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to have you down. And we want to check in with you, Al, if we can, periodically during the season. Have you been on the grounds of the Texas State Fairgrounds yet for OU in Texas? Have y'all made that yet?
We have not a home game. No, we've been to Texas. We've been to University of Texas in the first season, as much as it was a great experience, it was our first season. First season. I think we hadn't really nailed down the process and that we go through for planning the trips and what we want to get out of the trips. And I don't think we got everything out of it. We've been back since. And, it's been a different experience, much better than we've had it explained, I guess. The first time we were there, we just did things backwards, but that's what you're learning. The other thing is we don't do any new football games. It has to be a Division I home stadium. So, we're not attending the SEC, no SEC championship, no bowl games, no new football fights, which, that's our rules. We made that rule. We draw the line somewhere. We're not even doing the Yankee Stadium games up in New York, which we'd love to do, but it just doesn't count for the quest.
Right. Al Boda with us, collegefootballquest.com is where you can check it out. And during the game on Twitter, I imagine throwing out information from the stadiums and things that you like and things that you don't like at each trip?
Absolutely, will be. We'll be doing that all game.
What are some things that you've been very impressed with so far on your journey that maybe stand out food-wise or city-wise?
I'll give you one that stands out for me, and this is going to sound like an odd one, but I had an unbelievable experience at Miami of Ohio at a hockey game. I know that sounds strange, but it was a great experience at the football game during the day, and it was they came back. It was a very close game. It was a nice environment for that size conference, I guess, so to speak. But at night, we went to their hockey game, which I guess was ranked in the top five. My 3,000-seat arena was packed with probably, 7,000 people, it felt like. And it was just rocking, like unbelievable. It was like one of the best sporting events you can go to. I'd highly recommend if you're ever in that area. Oxford also.
Yeah.
Oddly, it's called Oxford.
Right, Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah, unbelievable experience. I mean, that was a good one. Here with the flyover. I got Jared standing next to me now. Where was the flyover there?
I was at Iowa.
Oh, at Iowa. We had a flyover at Iowa during the National Anthem. We were sitting way up top, and I thought the plane was below our eye level. And weeks later, we found out that the guys broke the hard deck or whatever it's called and got suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, that was I've never seen and been moved by the national anthem and a flyby like that. Now we know why. The plane was like 2 feet from our faces.
Oh, wow. You, lucky you guys didn't make CNN that night.
Yeah. And I guess we had a great experience at probably a sore subject, weird and bad word to say, but we were at Penn State last year for the first game against Alabama. And we actually think about the game for a second. We actually took the trip into Winnebago, and we traveled, with the Alabama fans. I figured at least 30,000 people were from Alabama. They're packed in Winnebago's and grass parking lots. We were there for 4 days of them. It was an unbelievable experience. Different than just flying into to a stadium and sitting there watching a game. So we're trying to get the full gamut of experiences.
Very historical note about that the record will show that was Joe Paterno's last loss ever at Happy Valley. He didn't lose again and then was out by the time they lost later in the year. He was already off the sidelines when they lost later in the year. So you were there on you're right. It's no sweet to it. It's just very bitter. What we conjure in our minds about Penn State, but you were there on a maybe not a historical day, but for sure noteworthy.
A noteworthy day, yeah. Unfortunate, everything that went on, but noteworthy, yeah.
After Nashville, what's next?
The end of September, we're headed to Nebraska for Wisconsin and Nebraska. So
fantastic.
We're definitely looking forward to that game. We look forward to all of them. Like Al said, we're not having any fun on this whatsoever.
We can tell.
We'll try to have a little fun tonight if you guys can. Hey, we thank you for your time. We'll certainly check in as the season goes on, see how the journey is going, and enjoy the start of the college football season. Thank you much, guys.
I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you guys again. Thanks a lot.
We will. All right, thanks, guys.
Good job.
CollegeFootballQuest.com is the website on Twitter. It's C-O-L-L Football Quest. dot or it's COLL Football Quest
right.
is how you can follow them, and they'll give out great information throughout the 123 total Division One stadiums. They've been to 16, so still 107 remaining. Tonight is number 17 with Vanderbilt and South Carolina.
And they lied horribly to their wives.
Yeah.
Surely they didn't fall for it, did they, Rob?
Yeah, they're not listening. So I guess all is good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting stuff.
They're having a blast.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it.